to the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. In tonight's unique panel, host Dana Rodriguez is joined by all his closest friends, Daniele Rodriguez and Danny the Rodriguez. Stay with us.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be.
Here he is, the me, myself, and I of public radio, Dana Rodriguez.
Look at all the empty chairs I invited to my birthday party. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. We also hope you can spend an hour with us. I should say, forget the us, me, because it's just me doing the show tonight.
I'm here for you. Don't worry. I'm here
David's
for you.
Here from, David's here for me until there's trouble. So anyway, it'll be just me tonight. But in a way, it's a good thing because it gives more opportunity for you to call. I can take a lot more calls. And so don't make me look bad now or any worse than I do. So feel free to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Remember, it's just me, so if you don't call, I'll be telling you stories about the time I gave Ethel Merman a ride in my Volkswagen or how I pushed past John Lennon and Mick Jagger to get Cesar Romero's autograph. That's the God's truth, by the way. So if you do want to hear those stories, I'll be happy to tell them. But you know, that's just if things slow down. Anyway, we'll be, as I said, it's just me. And I also want to bring up a couple of things tonight. And one of them is August starts the 25th year of Minds Over Matter, believe it or not. And so we are planning a party here at the station on October 14th. I'm kind of going to giving you a heads up about that. Their details will come in September, but I just want to let you know if you're interested. We want a nice big crowd there, and then we want all the listeners that have been with us for so many years to come and join us. So October 14th, keep that in mind. That'll be our 25th anniversary party. So put that down on your calendars, and I will give you more details as time goes on, but I wanted to give you a heads up about that. Also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1, and that is the numeral one, not the word one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com, and you can email us any old time. I don't read them during the show. Of course, this burden is pretty light tonight, so I suppose I could read them, but I'm not going to. But if you send us an email, I guarantee it will get read. So keep that in mind. That's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear a podcast of the show tonight, you can certainly do that. Certainly get that when David puts it up in his usual reasonably prompt way, and that will be at kalw.org and also iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. As I said, it's just me tonight, so we have plenty of time to take questions. I also want to encourage you to ask your movie questions tonight. I mentioned this last week. We had some emails complaining that I didn't ask the movie questions like I used to, which is probably true. But I have a bunch of movie questions tonight and some TV and whatever. But, I mean, I'll have them on different subjects. But I want to encourage you, if you have any questions about old movies, you want to challenge me in some way, that's fine. Of course, history is great, too, or geography. I like plenty of different subjects. I'm shallow in many ways. So feel free to ask any questions, but I want to encourage you to call because we want to fill up the phones. So I'm going to give you a couple questions to start, and here we go. Also, you know, my partner's here. He's sitting in the studio, so don't make me look bad. in front of him, because I'll never hear the end of it when we get home. So anyway, so I'm going to give you a couple of questions. I have a list of the 10 longest-running TV shows that have one-word titles, okay? So, again, what are the 10 longest-running television shows, network television shows in the U.S., that have one-word titles? Now, they don't have to be on right now. I should say that one of the shows is still on, okay? One of the shows is still on, but the other nine are not. So what are the 10 longest-running TV shows that have one-word titles? Now, you cannot use MASH because that's an abbreviation. So, and you can't use ER because that's an abbreviation. Of course, ER is, I don't know, you consider that one word or not. But so those don't work. They have to be legitimate one-word titled TV shows. Now, second question. Alfred Hitchcock. There are three Alfred Hitchcock films which the title characters are never seen alive. What are the three Hitchcock films in which the title characters are never seen alive? Okay, keep that in mind. And I'll give you a non-movie question here. What were the first three products ever sold in the United States from an aerosol can? What were the first three products developed just for an aerosol can in the United States? Okay, what are those? All right, so once more, what are the 10 longest-running TV shows that have one-word titles? One of them is still on right now. What are the three Alfred Hitchcock films that have title characters that you never see alive? And what were the first three products marketed in the U.S. From an aerosol can? All right, again, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hey.
So let's start with a science, question. It takes about 8 minutes for ray of light to go from the sun's surface to Earth. How long does it take it from the center of the sun to the surface of the sun? The same light beam.
So
it takes 8 minutes for it to travel from the sun to Earth.
Right.
How long does it take it from each creation right in the center of the sun to the surface of the sun? It's about 860,000 miles. Actually, half of that, about 430,000 miles.
Well,
how long will it take?
The sun is a giant ball of gas. It's not solid.
Yeah.
I've also been called the giant ball of gas. But
how long do you think it would take the same light beam that we see in 8 minutes leaving the sun's surface to go from its creation point in the center of the sun to the surface of the sun? Take a guess.
5 seconds.
No. Just higher, much higher.
All right. Is it in minutes?
No.
Hours?
No.
Days?
No.
Months?
No.
Years?
No.
Centuries?
No. I'll tell you the answer.
All right.
This is intriguing, really beautiful. On the average, it takes about 70,000 years. 70,000 years.
Why so long, Ed?
Because it's called the drunken man walk. It keeps hitting other atoms in the way, back and forth. If you're drunk in a bar, you're going to hit a bunch of chairs before you make it to the door. So it goes through many collisions. By the way, that is good, because when the light is created, it's gamma rays, which can kill us all. So by all of this collision, it goes through billions and billions and billions of collisions, it becomes light at the end.
Mm.
If it just escapes the sun as a gamma ray, everybody would be dead on Earth in second. So that's why it takes up to a million years, but on the average, 70,000 years. And actually, that's done mathematically. You can do it mathematically.
All right.
So 70,000 years on average. Second question. That movie, Facing the Crowd, is a great movie, and everybody should really search it and watch it, because it predicted very much the rise of Donald Trump. A total loser, a con man, who have known how to use the media to get people to vote for him and become a leader of the country. What is the name of the movie? Facing the Crowd.
Right.
Who produced it?
Who produced it?
Yeah.
Who produced it? I know Bud Schoenberg was the director or writer. Who produced it?
Leave that to the audience. What about the main character? Who are the two main characters?
Well, Lonesome Rhodes, that's Andy Griffith, and then his the woman who helps him rise to the top, that's Patricia Neal.
Very good. What year was it produced?
57, 58.
Perfect. 57 it is.
Right.
Everybody, watch the interview of Andy Griffiths. Andy Griffiths, I'm sorry, about 20 years ago, before he died. Well, long before he died. He described Trump point by point by point by point by point. It's a really good movie. You should all watch it. Okay. Thank you very much. Great show.
Always thanks,
Ed.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Yeah. Hi, it's Harry and Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Susan.
I think Maverick is one of the longer-running ones.
Say that again.
Maverick?
Not Maverick. No, that's not one of the 10 longest-running ones.
Let's really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And just to remind you, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m., almost 25 years now. And if you'd like to join us, give the call at area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I have some questions. I have some answers, possible answers about the television shows.
Okay.
Are they, first of all, are they all series or something, or could it be a game show?
No, no, they're all series. They're all primetime series.
Okay, all right. So Alice?
Alice is just out of the top 10. That
was
9 years, I think, or something like that. Eight or
Cheers?
Eight. Cheers. Cheers is number 7.
Okay. The Flintstones?
Not the Flintstones.
Bonanza?
Bonanza. Bonanza was number 3.
Okay. What about Cheyenne?
Not Cheyenne.
Okay. And then I want to have a question.
Okay.
What was the first American city to install traffic signals?
I always get this mixed up because it's... I always get it mixed up with parking meters. One was Cleveland and one was Oklahoma City. Was it Cleveland?
You got it.
Yeah.
Football.
Right.
And what country, if you go to Southeast Asia, which country there forbids gum chewing?
Probably Singapore.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right, you too. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Doreen from Livermore,
Doreen.
I have a couple answers.
Okay.
Friends for the TV show?
Friends is number 9. Very good.
Thank you. And how about Gunsmoke?
Gunsmoke is number 1.
Yay!
Very good.
And then for the aerosol can, what was first in the aerosol can,
yes.
How about paint?
No, not paint.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's just me tonight taking calls, so I want to encourage you to call up because we can take more calls because of that. And also, if you have any old movie questions, I would certainly welcome those. But you can ask whatever you want on any subject. It doesn't make any difference. But I'm just encouraging old movie questions tonight because we don't get as many as we used to for that. I also want to give you the two numbers, our area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. I will give you another question here. There's a list that was done by the British Film Institute, but this deals with American and British films, just so you know. So it takes in American and British films. What are the 10 British historical characters that have been most portrayed in films? Okay. What are the 10 British historical characters that have been seen on film most often in combining American and British films? So keep that in mind. And we're also looking for the 3 Hitchcock characters, the 3 Alfred Hitchcock title characters that you never see alive. What are the 3 Hitchcock title characters that you never see alive? What are the 10 most common British historical characters in both American and English film? And what are the 10 longest-running TV shows with one-word titles? Now, most of these are not on the air anymore, though one of them is. What are the 10 longest-running TV shows with one-word titles? So you can't use MASH, which is an abbreviation, or NCIS or anything like that. Also, what were the first three products marketed using aerosol cans? What were the first three products that were marketed using aerosol cans in the U.S.? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, good. Some answers in a few different categories.
All right.
And possibly a correction.
Okay.
Is MASH not an acronym rather than abbreviation?
You're absolutely right. It's an acronym.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up.
Thank you very much.
Pedantic pinhead friends. And also, Seinfeld, is that one of the longest running shows?
It is not one of the longest. It's not one. It wasn't one of the 10 longest running. Let's put it that way.
Blimey. Okay, what about Bewitched?
No, not Bewitched either.
Cat my dogs. Okay. how about whipped cream and deodorant? Not together, but each purpose by in a deodorant in a aerosol.
That would be a tasty treat, whipped cream and deodorant together.
It would be indeed.
Whipped cream is number two. Not deodorant. That came a little bit later,
okay.
But whipped cream is one of them. Very good.
Yay! So
in the
I
aerosol
did get a
can.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay. And the characters in most portrayed, the British characters most portrayed
on film. Yes.
On film, is Winston Churchill one of them?
Winston Churchill is number four. Very good.
Oh, yay. Two bells for me. I'm going to stop right there. I'm so happy.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
All
for
right.
calling.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Dave from San Francisco.
Hi, Dave.
I guess everybody's getting the TV shows and Churchill. I'm going to try for a Hitchcock film.
Good.
The Man Who Knew Too Much?
No, because The Man Who Knew Too Much, I think, refers to...
I think you're right. Yeah,
Jimmy Stewart, okay. who is alive.
Okay. For aerosol cans,
yes.
Cream, one of them?
Say that again?
For the aerosol cans, is shave cream one of them?
Shave cream is not one of the first three, anyway. Let's put it that way.
And hairspray?
Hairspray is number three. Very good.
Okay, well, I got one bell out of it anyway.
There Thanks. You go. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's just me tonight, so we can take more calls. So feel free to call if you have a question or answer. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. My name is Dana Rodriguez. I'm your moderator and sole panelist tonight. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Brad in Oakland.
Hi, Brad.
So some of my answers have already been guessed. So in Hitchcock.
Yes.
I think it's called Something About Harry.
Yeah.
What About Harry?
You're close enough. It's The Trouble with Harry.
Trouble with Harry.
There you go. Yes, Harry is killed... I think in the first scene, but you never actually see him alive. So yes, you're right about that.
I remember seeing the body.
You just see his body, his feet, I think, or something like that.
I don't think this counts as a rope, because that's not a title character.
No, that refers to the murder weapon, I believe,
right,
when
right.
they strangle the victim.
All right, and then for historic characters in. English and American films. How about one of the Henrys, one of the King Henrys, maybe Henry the Fourth?
Not Henry the Fourth. There is a Henry in there. You want to guess
Henry
again?
Henry the Eighth.
There you go. That's no matter of fact. That's the second most filmed character, Henry the Eighth.
And then wouldn't be Robin Hood. Would be? Is that a historical character?
Well, I considered that, and it was not on the list because Robin Hood is there's a lot of fiction.
Okay.
He existed in a certain sense, but not as the movies portrayed him. Let's put it that way.
All right, that's it for me.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And let's see. What have I got? What can I give you here? So there are two U.S. states, and I have asked a series of these questions, and there are used to be if you visited the United States in the late 19th century, early 20th century, there were many states where this would have been the case, but there are only two states left in the U.S. where being a farmer is still the most common job. What are the only two states left in the U.S. where being a farmer is the most common job? So keep that in mind, and you can guess on that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Michelle in Richmond.
Hi, Michelle.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. So we're going to have some guesses for the TV shows.
All right.
One is Taxi.
Not in the top 10 of longest running shows, anyway.
Okay, how about Seinfeld?
No, that's also out of the top 10.
All right, well, one more. MacGyver?
No, not MacGyver either.
Okay, well, we're batting a zero here. And then just some guesses for the British characters.
Right.
Elizabeth the First. Or Elizabeth II?
Both, actually. Very good. Elizabeth I is the third most seen historical character in English and American film from the UK. And Elizabeth, the current queen, is number 6. Very good.
Great. Well, thanks. That's all we have.
All right. Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Joyce from Berkeley.
Hi, Joyce.
And hi. So I'm a little bit all over the place, but for the aerosol products, would Glade or a spray, you know, for dusting be one of them?
No, that I think I read that that didn't come until the 60s, but wow. And bug spray was first developed in the late 30s and began to be marketed in the 40s. So that was a little bit later.
Okay, and then for the TV shows, would Frasier be one of them?
Frasier would be one of them. Frasier's number 8. Very good.
Okay. I don't think she was on that long, but I'll throw it in anyway. How about Maude?
No, Maude's not one of the 10 longest running TV shows with the one word titles. No.
Okay, and then for the one of the U.S. states in which being a farmer, you said, is the top profession, I think?
Is the most common profession.
Most common. Would Nebraska be one of them?
Not Nebraska. Although, if you'd answered this question about 60 years ago, it might have been the case.
Okay, and then, I don't know if he counts as a real person, but he's a character. For the British historical character, mm-hmm. Sherlock Holmes?
No, Sherlock Holmes, I think, I'm trying to remember now, I think is the literary character that has appeared on film the most in the history of film.
Okay.
But since it's not a real person, I can't put that person on the list.
Okay. I thought, well, literary character, you know.
Right, right.
Okay. I think that's all I got for now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Feel free to give us a call. Remember, you can ask a question of your own or answer one of mine. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Also toll-free 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you, October 14th, we are having the 25th anniversary party here at the station. I will give you more details in September, but I want you to make a note of the date, if you would, because we want all you listeners out there to come and visit us here. And actually, we're going to do it on a Sunday, so you can come and see the show done live. Although I suppose if we get enough people here, there'll be nobody to call, but maybe we'll have the people in the studio ask questions. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I have some guesses. So for British historical figures, I know you already said Henry VIII
right.
and the Elizabeths.
Right.
How about Henry V?
Not Henry V, although he's certainly in films, been portrayed in films, but not in the top. I think I said the top 10 originally, and I actually have the top 12. So,
okay.
But no, he's not in the top 12 anyway.
How about Mary Queen of Scots?
Nope.
Okay. Hitchcock film, I don't know, The Lady Vanishes?
That, no, because she actually only vanishes for part of the film, and she's seen again.
Okay, and then one last thing for two U.S. states. How about Idaho or Vermont?
Neither one.
Oh, I struck out. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me repeat the questions that are out now. What three Alfred Hitchcock films have title characters that you never see alive? So far, the only answer or the only correct one we have is The Trouble with Harry. What are the other two? The three Alfred Hitchcock films that have title characters that you never see alive. What are the 10 most common British historical characters in film? And this takes in both British and American films. This is from the British Film Institute. The 10 most common British historical characters on film. And so far we have Henry VIII, Elizabeth I, Winston Churchill, and Elizabeth II. What are the other ones? I actually have 10 of those. I don't know why. I actually have 12 of those. I don't know why I keep saying 10. What are the only two states in the U.S. today where the most common job is farmer? What are the only two states left in the U.S. where the most common job is a farmer? And I asked you, what were the first three products that came out in aerosol cans? What were the first three products in the U.S. that came out in aerosol cans? So far, we have the correct answers, whipped cream and hairspray, but we don't have the number one, the first product that came out in an aerosol can. And what are the 10 longest-running TV shows that have one-word titles, okay? The 10 longest-running TV shows that have one-word titles. So far, we have Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Cheers, Frasier, and Friends. And all these TV shows are no longer on, the exception of one, which is on still. Remember, these are primetime network TV shows. So what are the longest-running TV shows that have one-word titles? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bill in Daly City.
Hi, Bill.
Guessing for British historical characters.
Yes.
Anne Boleyn?
No, not Anne Boleyn.
Oscar Wilde?
Not Oscar Wilde.
King Arthur?
In the Robin Hood category of could be a slightly mythical figure, so I didn't include King Arthur.
Okay. Henry III?
Not Henry III.
Okay. The farming state, Kansas?
Not Kansas.
Okay. And in a aerosol can, insecticide?
That is correct. That is the first product that was marketed in an aerosol can in the U.S. It was originally developed for the troops in World War II in their malaria-infested jungles that they were fighting in, and yes, bug spray. Very good.
Okay, well, at least I got one, Bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Well, all of you. Long-running show, how about Baywatch?
No, Baywatch was only on network TV for, I think, a season or two.
Yeah.
And then it was syndicated, so these have to be network TV shows.
Yeah, okay. Farmer, how about Hawaii?
Not Hawaii. That's an interesting guess. No, not Hawaii. Mm.
Right, British figures on film. Richard III.
Richard III is number 8. Very good.
And keeping with that, George III.
Not George III.
That would be kind of revolutionary. Thomas More.
Not Thomas More.
Or Victoria.
Yes, Queen Victoria is number 1. Very good.
Woohoo! And lastly, but not leastly, Hitchcock, another character, title character you never really see alive, Rebecca.
Rebecca, yes. Very good. Good job.
How about Dallas?
Dallas?
For the show.
Yes, Dallas is number 4. Very good.
Okay. And we're done.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hiya. I was going to guess Bonanza, but it was already guessed.
I'm sorry.
One question for you is, I want to know, what was the civil rights anthem that was adapted by many black organizations, Black Panthers, in 1964? It was a Motown song. It was called, they called it the Civil Rights Anthem.
Hmm. So it was a hit for Motown before it was adopted as the anthem.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh, good. I thought you were...
No, it's not that hard to stump me.
I very rarely do that.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough? No.
Good guess, no. Very popular song.
Yeah. Who is the, do you know the artist who made it famous?
Yes, I do.
And would that give it away if you told me that?
It was a female artist with a group.
So was it Diana Ross?
No.
Martha and the Vandellas?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you're there, almost.
Yeah, I'm really not, though, because this is not my area of expertise at all. So I'm going to have to surrender on this.
Okay, it was Dancing in the Streets.
Oh.
Truly, at first, she didn't know that it was going to be that. They thought it was just about dancing in the streets, but it turned out that it was about freedom, you know, freedom for black people. That's why they were dancing. Would be dancing. Anyway, I have one more question involving the name Delaney, and one is an actress who has the last name Delaney, and one is a duo of singers with the name Delaney. Do you know?
Well, of course, I know Dana Delaney, the actress.
Yes, that's the actress.
Because she stole my name. But the other is a group?
It was a singing duo, yes. Delaney being one of the names of the two people.
Delaney. What kind of...
Folk music?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Huh.
I don't want to keep you on because there's so many people want to call in tonight, and it's a wonderful program. It was Delaney and Bonnie.
Oh, not familiar. I wouldn't have gotten that. But thank you for putting me out of my misery with that.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Jason from Oakland.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, I have a couple quick guesses.
All right.
For the English people, Shakespeare?
Shakespeare, yes, number 9. Very good.
Dickens?
No, not Dickens.
No? Okay. And then for television shows, Simpsons?
No, because it's The Simpsons. It has to have a one-word title.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And then for farming state, how about Iowa?
Not Iowa.
Okay. Well, I got one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. It's just me tonight, so we can take as many calls as possible. So all you'll have to do is call with a question or answer. Area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Again, my name is Dana Rodriguez. I'm your sole panelist and moderator tonight. So I will give you another question. I have three groups of suburbs of major cities in the U.S. So I want you to identify what city these are suburbs of. So there are three for each city. The first one is Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid. Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid. What city are those suburbs of? The second is Rockville, Silver Spring, and Falls Church. Rockville, Silver Spring, and Falls Church. What city, what major city are those suburbs of? And the third is Everett, Milton, and Arlington. Everett, Milton, and Arlington. They're all suburbs of what city? So keep that in mind. Again, three groups of suburbs from major cities in the U.S. The first is Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid. The second, Rockville, Silver Spring, and Falls Church. The third, Everett, Milton, and Arlington. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi. So first, going with the 10 most common British historical characters.
Mm-hmm.
King Arthur?
No, because that's more myth than reality.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then the states with farmers, Montana?
Not Montana.
Not Montana?
Nope.
And then Wisconsin?
Not Wisconsin.
Okay. Shows with a one-word title?
Yes.
Oprah?
No, because they have to be primetime network shows. And hers was syndicated.
Okay. And then the suburbs. The second one is Washington, D.C.?
Rockville, Silver Spring, and Falls Church. Yes, that's Washington, D.C. Very good.
And then the third is Boston.
That is correct. Everett, Milton, and Arlington. That's Boston.
And the first, I think, is Chicago.
It is not Chicago.
Oh, okay. All right. Did all right, though. All right, thank you.
You did very well. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sue in San Francisco.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. I'm going to take a shot at the TV shows.
Okay.
Nobody's mentioned MASH?
No, because MASH is a acronym.
Oh.
So,
all right, then you're not going to take NCIS either.
No, mm-mm. Or ER.
How about Jeopardy?
No, because these have to be primetime network shows, and the Jeopardy's a syndicated show.
Oh, I think you got all of them. All right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm just going to repeat the questions for you. What are the three Alfred Hitchcock films where the title character is never seen alive? So far we have Rebecca and The Trouble with Harry. There is one left on the list. I will say it's the toughest one. What are the 10 most common British historical characters portrayed on film? And this takes in both American and British film. The 10 most common British historical characters portrayed on film. So far we have Queen Victoria, Henry VIII, Elizabeth I, Winston Churchill, Elizabeth II, Richard III, and Shakespeare, but there are several left. And let's see. What are the only two states left in the U.S. where being a farmer is still the most common job? The only two states left in the U.S. where being a farmer is still the most common job in those states. And what are the 10 longest-running TV shows, network primetime TV shows, that have one-word titles? The 10 longest-running network TV shows that have one-word titles. And again, you can't use MASH or ER or NCIS. So I will give you an example, the ones that people have gotten so far. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Dallas, Cheers, Frasier, and Friends. But we have one, two, three, four left. And one of them is still on, just to let you know. One of them is still on the air. Is that it? Yes. I will give you one more question. What was the first roll-on deodorant in the U.S., marketed in the U.S.? What was the first roll-on deodorant that was marketed in the United States? And I think it's still around. I'm pretty sure. I certainly remember seeing commercials when I was a kid. But so what was the first roll-on deodorant marketed in the United States? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bob from Mill Valley.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, I shot at the TV shows. How about Dragnet?
No, Dragnet's out of the top 10 anyway.
Too bad. How about the roll-on deodorant? How about Ban?
Ban is correct. Very
all
good.
All right, sure. That's all I got.
All right,
have
thanks,
a good
Bob.
Day. Have
you
a good
too.
Day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, Ban came on the market in 1952. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jane in Oakland.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. So I have a guess and a question.
Okay.
For states with lots of farmers, how about Kansas?
Not Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and here's a movie question.
All right, good.
In The Maltese Falcon, Humphrey Bogart encounters a number of crooks. One of them, the fat man, pals around with a young hoodlum. And Humphrey Bogart decides to set this hoodlum up in order to make him the fall guy. He does that by riding the kid until he finally breaks. What is the final insult that makes Elmer, played by Elijah Cook Jr., break?
What was it?
And why?
Hmm. I know he complained, you've been riding me and riding me, blah, blah, blah. The final insult, he took his gun away and he compared him to a child. And what was it? No, I don't think I know the final one.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is, and you tell me why it's so upsetting.
Okay.
What it means.
All right.
Okay, Bogart says, keep your gun soul away from me.
He might... Is it something like he might hurt himself? Or...
Yeah, something like that. But that's not... There's something about the word gunsel that sets Elijah off.
Gunsel. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Most people think it's just a gunman, and they don't understand why that would be the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it's a Yiddish word. Oh. This is according to the Dictionary of Underworld Lingo, edited by Mencken. The Yiddish word is gunsel, or gensel. Literally, it means a young goose. But Bogart is actually calling him a homosexual.
Hmm.
Specifically, the passive partner in a gay relationship.
Well, he kind of implies that. I mean, I'm not referring to what, you know, I wasn't aware of the answer to your question, but he does kind of imply it in the film because of his relationship with Sidney Greenstreet.
That's right. That's also, Peter Lorre is pretty much...
Right, right. So,
with the wafts of perfume and
right.
the fancy suit. But yeah, Gunsel, I read, I can't remember where, that Hammett actually said he had a broader insult that the editors took out, and so he put that in because he knew that they wouldn't know what it meant.
Huh. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All thank right. you. It is actually a great show. I love hearing all these callers.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Anybody there? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Let's see. Did you have yet the suburbs, including Lakewood?
The only one we have left is are the group of three, Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid.
Okay. Is that Trenton?
It is not Trenton.
Okay. And for the state with the farmers, the most common profession, how about North Dakota?
North Dakota is one of them. What do you think the other one is?
I think it might be South Dakota.
You're absolutely right. North and South Dakota. Very good.
All right. That's it.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hey, Tom.
You're holding it down commendably, Dana.
Oh, thank you very much, Tom.
I'll take a guess at some of the British characters in film. How about Cromwell?
No, Cromwell's just out of the top 12, I should say.
How about Thomas a Becket?
No.
No? Longest TV, one-word TV shows. How about Dynasty?
No, that's not in the top 10.
I know it wasn't a great show, but it was on forever. Wings?
No, not Wings.
No? Banachek?
No. I used to watch Banachek. You know that? No, not Banachek.
And what about Dateline?
These are scripted shows. In other words, these are dramatic shows.
Oh, Dateline's totally scripted.
Dateline's pretty dramatic, too, I guess, but no, not Dateline.
Okay. The Hitchcock films, how about, it's like a total guess. I haven't seen it, but I'm going to guess The Lodger.
That's a really, really good guess. But I'm dealing with his American films, but I'm going to give you a bell for that because it's...
I actually haven't seen it, so I'm not sure if The Lodger is actually on screen or not.
The weird thing is, no, you see The Lodger, who is obviously based on Jack the Ripper. That's a silent film that Hitchcock made. But The Lodger doesn't actually die in the film. But it was such an interesting guess, I wanted to give you a bell on it. When they remade it in the 40s, that Hitchcock didn't remake it. It was done with, I think, Larry Krieger and Merle Oberon. then Lodger did die, but you still saw him. So I don't know.
Gotcha. Is it worth seeing? Either
yes,
one?
Yes, they're both worth seeing. I think you can get. I think they're both on YouTube, to be honest. So you could probably watch them there.
Oh, awesome! Thanks.
All right.
Okay, and then I was wondering, you tell me what Elisha Cook Jr.'s nickname in Hollywood was.
His nickname in Hollywood. Did it something to do with the fact that he died in every single film he was in, almost?
Very, very tangentially, yes, but not really.
He always played the professional victim. What was his nickname? I don't know.
It's the Littlest Heavy.
All right, that's a good nickname.
Which was given. And then, let's see, I'll ask, what is, you know what, to give a raspberry to somebody might is.
Well, that's not. That,
yeah,
but,
exactly. Yeah. What's the derivation of that?
The word or the sound or?
The word. The word raspberry for that, for, you know, doing the.
Well, rasp. Does something with the word rasp, not berry, but just the rasp?
Nope.
Oh, no? Okay. No. What raspberry?
Give you a hint. It's English. From a type of slang.
Raspberry. What is that? No, I don't know.
From Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh, for?
For raspberry tart, and the tart rhymes with tart.
All right, okay.
I hope I can say on the air.
Yeah, you can say that.
These days. Okay. Excellent, and that's where it comes from.
Thank you very much.
Apparently, thank you. Great show.
All right.
Adios.
Adios. And if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, we have about 12 minutes left in the show. So those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Feel free to ask any kind of question you want, movies, history, literature, geography, whatever, or you can answer one of the ones I've asked. So far the questions left are three Hitchcock films where the title character is never seen alive. So far we have Rebecca and The Trouble with Harry. What's the last one on that list? The 10 most common British historical characters in both American and British film. The 10 most common British historical characters. So they have to be real people, not Robin Hood or King Arthur, that you see on film. Excuse me. So far we have Queen Victoria, Henry VIII, Elizabeth I, Winston Churchill, Elizabeth II, Richard III, and Shakespeare, though there's several left on that list. Let's see. We still have the name the U.S. city from these three suburbs, Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid. That's Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid. Those are three suburbs of what major U.S. city? And what are the 10 longest-running network prime time, and I might have not stressed that enough, what are the 10 longest-running network primetime TV shows that had one-word titles? Okay. The 10 longest-running network primetime TV shows that have one-word titles. So far, we have Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Dallas, Cheers, Frasier, and Friends, though there are 1, 2, 3, 4 left on the list. Don't say MASH or NCIS. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, this is Fiona in Richmond.
Hi, Fiona.
Hi there. For the British characters, we're wondering if George V is on your list.
Well, he's been portrayed more in film in the last 20 years or so, but no, not in the top 12 anyway.
Okay, and on the offhand, that either Princess Diana or Prince Charles?
No, not that.
Okay. I have a summer vegetable question for you.
All right, you can try.
So, four really common summer vegetables that we enjoy that are all in the nightshade family.
Summer vegetables in the nightshade family. So, no fruit. They're all vegetables.
They would be called vegetable in the grocery store, yeah.
Isn't a tomato in the nightshade family?
Yeah, so that's one of them.
Okay. And so what else? Are they green or red, or do they have...
One of them can be green or red. A couple of them could potentially be red.
Could a bell pepper be one?
Yes, so that's a second.
All right, good. Let's see. So, tomato, bell pepper. What else? What's the logical one? All right, give me the colors, or give me a kind of colors. For
okay, so one is purple.
Oh, eggplant, yeah, right.
Yeah, and the last one, or the last one I could think of, grows underground.
Potato?
Yes. Oh. Congratulations.
All right. I had a little help. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ben from Berkeley.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, the suburbs, is that Cleveland?
It is Cleveland.
Oh, right.
My partner's from Cleveland, so he was hoping somebody would get that. Parma, Lakewood, and Euclid, they're all suburbs of Cleveland. Yeah. Are you from Cleveland?
No, I went to school at Oberlin.
Okay.
All right. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, Parma, Lakewood, Euclid are suburbs of Cleveland, Rockville, Silver Spring, Falls Church, Washington, D.C., Everett, Milton, and Arlington, Boston. So... I'll get a few more of those together for another week. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, the states where farmer is the most common profession.
Right.
Has somebody guessed Idaho yet?
No, somebody actually answered that. And the two answers are North and South Dakota.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal in Fremont.
Hi, Hal.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm glad to see you flying solo today.
I won't say that. I won't tell the other panelists you said that.
Well, I'm not glad, but I'm glad you're doing a fine job.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
So the TV shows with one-word titles?
Yes.
I'm going to take a stab at a couple of them. Roseanne?
Yes, Roseanne's number 10. Very good.
Okay. How about Lost?
No, not Lost.
Okay. Survivor.
Not Survivor.
Okay, my last guess. Glee?
Not Glee.
Really? Okay. That's all I got.
All right, you got Roseanne. Very good. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
So, the 10 longest-running network scripted, sort of dramatic shows that had one-word titles. So far, we have Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Dallas, Cheers, Frasier, Friends, and Roseanne. So we have three left on the list. And I should repeat that one of them is still on. So keep that in mind. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, how can you have a King Henry and a King Richard and then you disallow King Arthur? Was there no King Arthur?
No, there's plenty of doubt about it. Let's put it that way.
Well, would have meant so my Sir Lancelot's out the window, too.
yes, it would, I'm afraid.
All right. Well, then what about your longest-running one-word TV shows? Columbo?
Not Columbo.
Rambo?
Not Rambo? No, I don't think that was a TV show.
But if there was, it would be still running today.
Yeah,
what
well...
That's okay. What about Futurama?
Not Futurama.
What about Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman?
Nope.
What about Fernwood Tonight?
No, they have to be one-word titles.
What about America Tonight?
Nope.
Well, we got to give props to the, you know, to the people who did those shows.
Right.
So, okay, so no bells for me tonight?
No, I'm afraid not. There. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Joseph
Malamita. Hi. Oh, that's my town. There you go.
Oh,
or it's it's both our towns, I should say.
Yeah. I was calling about the shows.
Okay.
Taking a wild guess. Seinfeld?
Not Seinfeld. That's out of the top 10.
Simpsons?
That's The Simpsons, not Simpsons.
And I wasn't sure if you'd let it go or not.
No.
All right, those are my two guesses.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And I'll give you the two numbers once more. Area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, cool. My name's Carol. I live in Oakland.
Hi, Carol.
And I just want to guess, for the TV show, is Matlock one of them?
Matlock is not one of them.
Oh, well, that was the only guess I had. Thanks. It's a great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carol. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hey. Okay, this is Melissa in El Cerrito. And I just have one answer, and that's, is Lassie the one?
Lassie, yes. Very good. Lassie's number two. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm glad somebody got Lassie. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, this is Laura. I'm in San Francisco.
Hi, Laura.
I think the previous caller got one of them. Lassie, is Bones one of them?
Bones. Oh, I'm glad you got that. I bet a lot of people don't even think about that. But yes, that was on a long time. Very good. That's number six.
Okay, and this is a long shot, but what about Arthur Conan Doyle?
For the British historical characters seen on film. Not Arthur Conan Doyle. Certainly Sherlock Holmes,
okay.
but not Arthur Conan
Doyle. And you already have Richard III.
We already have Richard III, yes.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. For the TV shows, either Rhoda or Alice?
Neither one.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We've got one left on the TV shows. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Next call. Are you there?
How about Flipper?
Not Flipper.
Okay, how about some military men for the British guys, like Monty or Admiral Nelson?
Yes,
or
Admiral Nelson.
Cornwallis.
Lord Nelson. Very good. That's number five.
Okay, not Cornwallis.
Not Cornwallis. Yeah. Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. It's Harry and Susan from Berkeley.
Hi.
For the British, how about either Charles I or the Duke of Windsor?
There is a Charles there, but not Charles I.
Well, there's only two Charleses, so it must be the second.
That's right, Charles II. Very good. And not the Duke of Windsor.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Janine from Parkside. On the TV show, is it Ironside?
It is not Ironside.
Okay, and the state with farmers more than any other industry, is it California?
It's not California. It was actually answered. That was North and South Dakota.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
show.
Janine.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, time to clean up here. So I'm going to give you all the answers that we have left. Three Hitchcock films in which the title character is never seen alive. Of course, Rebecca, The Trouble with Harry, our listeners got that. The Paradine Case is the last one. I think that's 1947, The Paradine Case. That's about a murder case. The 10 most common British historical characters, I'll just read all of them here. Queen Victoria, Henry VIII, Elizabeth I, Winston Churchill, Lord Nelson, Elizabeth II, Richard III, Shakespeare, and Charles II, the ones that nobody got. Everybody brought up Robin Hood, and there are two characters that are very wrapped up in Robin Hood films. One is Richard the Lionhearted, Richard I, and the other is King John. So one is the hero, one is the villain. And the British Prime Minister, Benjamin Disraeli. That was the other one on the list and nobody got. The 10 longest-running TV shows, Gunsmoke, Lassie, Bonanza, Dallas, with the single-word titles, excuse me, Bones, Cheers, Frasier, Friends, and Roseanne. The one nobody got is the one that's still on, weirdly enough, and that's Supernatural. Supernatural. And I think that is it. So, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Thank you for putting up with me as the single person on the show tonight. I certainly enjoyed doing this. And please remember October 14th will be our 25th anniversary party, so please make a note of that on your calendar. Next week we will have a regular panel back, so please feel free to join us and give us a call. My name is Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David LaTulip and Steve Wilcott, and of course my partner Greg, who's sitting across. And above all, my thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in and supplying all those calls. We appreciate it very much. Have a great week, everybody, and please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see? It's got to be one way or the other.